Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Every culture, indeed, every family, has its own coded version of language. Words and phrases which are undecipherable for those outside of the group. But for those within the group, these words and phrases, when spoken, are understandable by everyone. Allow me to demonstrate. My mother handed down a proverb to our family that I have tried to instill in my children, and I hope they will pass it on to their children. When a member of our family says, "The sooner," everyone joins in the mantra. We know what we mean, but I suspect you're probably none the wiser. This speaking in shorthand happens frequently in the Bible. We see a case of this in Luke chapter 7, where John the Baptist sends two disciples to Jesus to ask him a question. Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another? But in Luke chapter 3, verse 16, the last time we saw John in Luke's gospel, we hear him proclaim, "He who is mightier than I is coming. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, and his winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." But as John hears reports concerning Jesus' ministry, he becomes concerned, because it doesn't sound like Jesus was baptizing with fire or clearing the threshing floor to burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. So, he sends two disciples to Jesus to see if he really is the coming one, or had John just got his wires crossed. But why refer to Jesus as the coming one? Why doesn't John just ask Jesus if he's the Messiah? Why beat around the bush? Remember where John is. He is held captive by Herod Antipas, and Herod wouldn't take kindly to a Messiah roaming the Galilean countryside. Therefore, John opts to use ancient terminology to inquire who Jesus is. The phrase "coming one" is used regularly in the Old Testament to describe God's promised Messiah who would come and save the world. Think of Old Testament citations like, "The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming." Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Or Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "Out of Bethlehem will come forth one for me, who will be a ruler in Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient days." Or think of Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation." John was using coded language to ask Jesus if he really was the promised coming one, the Messiah. Jesus knew exactly what John was asking, and Jesus responds with his own biblical allusions. He instructs John's disciples to tell John what they see and what they hear. How the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news preached to them. Jesus packs his answer with many biblical allusions to assure John that he really is God's promised agent of salvation. John, who is saturated with God's word, would have immediately thought of texts like Isaiah 35, verses 5 and 6, which say, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy." Or Psalm 146, verse 8, "The Lord sets the prisoner free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down." Jesus' answer was clear and powerful. He was the Messiah, the one whom God has sent to work salvation for Israel and for all humanity. And you and I, who overhear this conversation, are to be like John and take heart. If we doubt that Jesus really is God's Messiah, the coming one, then look again at what he did and listen to what he said. Jesus has opened our eyes. He has unstopped our deaf ears. His good news has been proclaimed to us, and we, who were dead in our trespasses, have been raised to new life. Indeed, Jesus is the coming one, God's Messiah, our Savior. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, who wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature, grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be life for us, through that same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with us always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.